This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
Many times you and I have sat and spoke at length about things that affect us both emotionally and spiritually, both physically and mentally. Last week we concluded an amazing series we called Daddy Issues. And with all the emotion that might have resurfaced, all the pain that might have caused a closed wound to bleed, you were able to allow God to restore you, to reposition and to repurpose you for a divine destiny. I think with all that has taken place this year, God is still able to show off. God is still able to show up in our lives, even when we are riding the storm on broken wings. I am of the view that for us to see ourselves the way God sees us, we need to respond to pain. We need to respond to the great call. We need to respond to the confusion of our daily life. You see, God has called many under His beautiful Son to be fruitful and to multiply, not only in numbers, but in spiritual and physical growth. While we find ourselves in the middle of a pandemic, God says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and also to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You can find that on Luke 10, verses 19. You see, I bring this verse to your attention because God knew that we would have to live a full life, knowing fully well that we would have to deal with snakes in our marriages, snakes attacking our health, snakes attacking our finances, snakes in our workplaces. But still, God says, I have given you authority and power so that you might become better than what the earth has called you to be. God knew that we will have to walk in our purpose while dealing with scorpions that try to prey on our weaknesses and vulnerabilities, scorpions that feed off our doubt and our anxiety. But God says, still, I have given you authority. What are we doing with the authority that God has given unto us? Do you even know that you have authority in your hands? You see, it is written in the Bible that I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom He blessed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. You can find that in Romans 4 verses 17. Many, if not all of us, are sitting on authority that can change our situations in our home, that can change our health and even change how the coming generation will view and enjoy life. We are sitting on this authority because some of us don't believe that we have been chosen. See, some of us do not believe that we are the change we are waiting to see. Some of us just don't believe that indeed we have been called for such a time as this. We don't believe that truly the change is within us, the change we are waiting for, praying for, and hoping for. I'm saying this to you today because the Bible says in Matthew 22 verses 14, for many are called, but very few are chosen. But my question for you this morning is, would you respond if God called you? Would you respond if God called you? If God called you to be the change in your life, would you respond? Or would you hide like Adam did in the Garden of Eden, afraid that God is going to see his nakedness? You are not only hiding from the call, but hiding from the Creator who's able to clothe your nakedness. Are you going to hide, or will you humble yourself and walk to God and walk with God that He might begin to restore you? I say this because many of us are living but not responsive to God. Many of us are breathing but have no life in us. It is okay, child of God, to be down and to be tired, but when we feel for a pulse in your life, I need you to respond. When we feel for a pulse in your passion, I need you to respond. You see, when God calls you to be more, I need you to respond. In the middle of this pandemic, I still believe that you are called to be great, that God has set you aside for greatness, that you are clothed in righteousness and glory, that every single star in the sky and every creation in the universe, God still chooses to fix His eye on you. You see, God's heart beats for you. God still looks at you as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you might declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. You see, I am reminded of a quote by Charles R. Swindoll, a great quote about attitude, and I might just paraphrase it. You see, it says, And I quote, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. You see, if your life is dependent on the happenings of life, you will spend your life wondering about the reason of why you are alive or why you need to even live. If your life is dependent on the happenings, you will not be able to tap into the glory and the position that God has called you to. Because God has called you to co-create with the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him has endured the cross, making sure that in the end of time, in the end of it all, He might be seated on the right hand of God on His throne. You see, God is calling you to shape and to conquer the world with all that faces you today. It is not that the condition needs to be better. It is that you need to look at the situation in a better light. You see, in the Bible in Genesis, it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Now that we have established that though many are called, very, very few are chosen. And I thought, as challenging and perhaps as mind-boggling as this might be, to know that the Creator of all things has called you and shaped you to co-create and to procreate with God, that you might shape the world with the same footprint that God has on this earth. Will you respond to the call? Will you respond when God calls you to be better? Will you respond when God calls you to health, when the whole world is talking about sickness? Will you respond when God calls you for multiplication, when the world is talking about division and subtraction? Will you respond? Or is your pulse fading by what you are seeing? Child of God, I want to know from you this morning, will you respond? This morning, I'm busy with a brand new series that I'm so keen to be sharing with you. And of course, When we allow God to speak, we not only open up ourselves for Him to be able to do a new thing, but we allow Him to restore us bit by bit, little by little. An amazing series I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. I'm going to be revealing the name in just a little while, but we're going to be getting sports update, the final update for the morning. From there on, I'm going to be revealing as well the word of the day. Donald Baloyi, I'm going to be reading your message as well, but thank you so very much for connecting. Today's word comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 9. 1 Peter 2, verses 9. One of my favorite scriptures, truly. And if you have it, allow me to read the word of God. And it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." My Father, my God, I thank you for your restoring word. I bless the reading of your word that is food to our spirit, that nourishes our bodies, strengthens our mind, and indeed it sharpens our heart. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this season. We thank you that even in this moment, of God, we are chosen by you, O God. Father, in this moment, I ask that you may minimize me and maximize yourself as you speak to your people, O God, as you pour into your people, O God, that you might empty me as a vessel and fill me up, that you might begin to overflow, O God. We thank you for what your word is about to do. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Today's word, of course, as I've shared with you earlier on, comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 9. And it talks mightily about being chosen by God. You see, it's God Himself reminding us of what He sees us as. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You see, Jesus said, "For many are called, but very few are chosen." There is a massive difference between being called and being chosen. But in a sense, as Christians, we are all called to Christ, to follow Christ and to obey Him. He made that very clear when He said to His disciples, "If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and he must follow me." You can find that in Luke 9, verses 23. The call of Jesus Himself is the ultimate call of our lives. But might I submit to you this morning that there is a difference when you've been set aside and you have been chosen. And this morning, I want to share with you that you are chosen. See, God chose Saul to be the first king of Israel. And it's written, "And Saul said to all the people, see thee him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him amongst all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king." You can find that in 1 Samuel 10, verses 24 to 27. God chose Saul. He chose him. But also, God chose David to replace Saul as the king of Israel. And it's written, "Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Saul. And Saul said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, Thy remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. You see, God understands that even though men might present what they have accepted, what they have chosen, what they have picked, God himself has set you apart. You see, David was busy taking care of sheep, and his father never thought to bring him when Saul has asked him to present his sons. But God knew that he had been set aside for such a time. And he said to them, Where is your youngest son? And he said, Well, he's busy keeping sheep. And he said, call him here. I will not leave until you have called him. And when he met David, the Lord said unto him, Arise, anoint him, for he is the one. They might try to hide you, child of God. They might try to ignore you. They might try to belittle you. But when God has chosen you, when God has set you aside, when God has divinely positioned you for power, even when men reject you, God calls you. Even when the odds are against you, God has chosen you. Even though they might not believe that you are the one for the position, the one to be called, God still has chosen. You see, he has chosen you. He knew you before you were even stitched together in your mother's womb. He chose you, child of God. He chose you. I know you might view yourself and think of yourself as little, but God, God has chosen you. And I understand and recognize that for many, they might love to respond to the call of God, but maybe you've never heard his voice or his call. And I also recognize and understand that some have been called for so long that they have become deaf to God's call in their lives. Hence, you've been pushed to and fro by this world. Hence, you find yourself in a position where you don't even recognize who you are, because you've heard his call, but you've ignored him. Child of God, maybe there was never a right time for you to answer to God's call. Maybe you might be thinking, it can't be me. It shouldn't be me. But I also respect and understand that there are some of us who have heard the call and have responded. But along the way, we fell short of the glory and got lost in drugs, alcohol, and perhaps even fornication. Maybe you are not even listening to God's call. Maybe you're not even interested in hearing God's call. Maybe because you've been hurt before, and maybe you've asked God to preserve and to keep someone for you who was probably sick and dying. And one way or another, God had his own plans, and you've been hurt. You've been hurt, and you've been seeking, and perhaps you've been waiting for God to call you. Child of God, though you are lost, though you don't know exactly how you are going to find your way, maybe you are uncertain of where you are going in life. You see, it says in Isaiah 1 verses 4, For he has chosen us, and indeed he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. You see, God chose us. God himself chose us, child of God. And I understand and recognize that for many, your lifeline has probably been fading. And you've been waiting and asking yourself, is God truly calling me? Child of God, I need you to respond. I need you to respond to the call. As God resuscitates you and brings you back to life, I know you've been hurt. Child of God, I understand that you are probably in your wits' end. I understand that you are broken. I understand that you've been hurt. But I need you to respond. I need you to respond to God. He's calling you to be great. He is calling you for such a time. Child of God, it is only a matter of time until we flatline. I need you, child of God. I need you this morning. I need you to respond. Will you accept him into your life? Will you accept him to be the change in your life? Will you accept him to restore you and to heal you and to make you bigger and better than what you've ever imagined? Child of God, I need you to respond to the call. And if you are tired of this life tossing you back and forth, say this simple prayer with me. Father God, I receive you as Christ Jesus. Father, I receive you in this moment and I acknowledge you as God. Do a new thing in me, O God. Father, do a new thing in me, O God. I receive you, Jehovah, to be my Lord and Savior. Respond before it is too late. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You know, I received a voice note from Anonymous, and I'd like to share it with you, but also I want us to make a difference this morning. Here's her voice note. This is what it says.
Hey, brother, I'm Paul. It's Anonymous here. Ke na le bothata mo ke ngwana sekolo, and then dilo tsa ka tsa sekolo a le tsamaye pila le ka mo familing ya ka. Go a lwewa, ga ba utlwane o ka selo mo ke. So ke tlhoka dithapelo tsa lena and thata le gona kore ga ke kry tengwe le nngwe e ke inyakang e ne gore ka magae ga ona sabanes gona but bonnyane boo ba mphang bona ga boteng serious and then no dikolo sentse di bula bjana kore bile ke no borega gore ko irang sekolong a ke utlwe selo ga ke na ditlhako kore no ga ke itse bile gore no kere bjang ke lekile kore ke a bone gore no bophelo ba ka botshwantšhitse most bashimane ba tla mo nna kore ke no ba rata because of maybe ba tla zama ka something but nothing ga o 'ire next and no ke no ga ke itse gopela thapelo tsa lona.
Anonymous.
Hello.
Give voice note, yeah, how I get it.
Yeah.
You know, the story of a black child is truly a hard narrative. It is difficult for her now, even as schools are opening, to be excited for school to open because she's struggling to just have a bare minimum of just having shoes. Shoes that you and I are discarding every single day. Shoes that we are constantly throwing away before they even lose their soul. But she is not excited to go back to school because of such a simple commodity. This is why Capricorn FM and you, we have partnered together. And as hashtag Breakfast Cares, which is on the go breakfast, Ia Baba Nights and Morning Grind with Vusi Alpha, we have joined our faith for such a time as this because there are young ones who need you to reach into your heart and make a difference. I'm not asking you to do the impossible. I'm just asking you to help her be able to go to school like every other kid. Anonymous, before I even pray for you, we have to make a difference this morning. This morning, we are making a difference. I've received a WhatsApp message now saying, hello, I would like to donate 200 to her. I'd also like to remain anonymous. I'll make sure that you get her details. I'll make sure that you get the Capricorn FM details as well. We are going to make a difference, whether it be a face mask, whether it be uniform, whether it is a donation, whatever it might be that you know you can do for Anonymous this morning. We're going to make a difference. Anonymous, before I leave at 10 o'clock this morning, your story is going to change. Your story is going to be different. We are not going to leave you the same. We're going to make a difference. I'm receiving another message here from Anonymous as well. It says, hello, I would like to donate shoes, and she wants to remain anonymous. I've got your details. I've got your number. I'm going to be calling you on Anonymous's behalf. Matter of fact, let me call you right now. I don't even know why I'm wasting time. Let me call you right now. We are making a difference this morning. Whatever you have, whatever it might be that you... You might think it's little for you, but for her, it is big. It is definitely, definitely big. Anonymous, when you go back to school, I want you to be like your peers. I want you to be like those other kids who perhaps have got it all or who seem to have it all. We're going to make a difference. While I'm waiting for Anonymous to pick up the line, I got another message here. It says, good morning, please keep me anonymous. I would like to donate 200 towards this young lady. But you see, I want to hear your voice. That's my problem sometimes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're speaking to Mpoma Gwabeni from Capricorn FM. Are you well this morning?
I'm very grateful to you, brother.
Anonymous, I received your WhatsApp message and you are donating 200 rand to this young lady. Why are you being so generous?
It really touched my heart. There's nothing more touching than the young lady who is willing to get an education to better life.
Yeah.
But due to circumstances, this is beyond the control.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So with the little that I have,
yeah,
I can also make it better.
You know what? Thank you so very much. And I pray that God does a new thing in you, and may God multiply from where you are taking. And Anonymous is listening, and I know that she's in tears right now, but it's tears of joy because she knows that her story is changing. If we can just change one child's life this morning, for me, we would have done it. We would have done it. Thank you so very much. I'm going to be calling you after the show so you can take the Capricorn FM details and make sure that Anonymous receives what you have promised her. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you to Capricorn FM for the platform to be able to reach out to those who are in need.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Wow. If you just joined me, this is Sunday Restoration with myself, Mpo Wama Gwabeni. This morning, we're making a difference to Anonymous's life. A young lady who is struggling to be excited about school because of something as simple as not having shoes. You and I are going to make a difference this morning. You and I are going to change her story. You and I are definitely going to make sure that she goes back to school proud, with her head held up high. I'm getting a few more WhatsApp messages. There's one here that says, I want to be anonymous. I'm on my way to donating 100 rand. So 100 rand will definitely be coming your way. Another one here says, hi, I'm donating 100 rand. I hope it will help her with something. You know what? For this hour, we are making a difference. Hashtag Breakfast Cares. That is On The Go Breakfast. That is Iyababa Nights with Chris Tweny. Morning Grind with Vusi Alpha and myself, Mpo Wa Magwabeni. This morning, you and I are joining our faith and our hands together to make sure that we change the life of Anonymous. Keep your messages coming through and your donations. We do indeed welcome them. I'm sure you know by now that Capricorn FM, and of course yourselves, we've decided to make a difference for young people who are going back to school during these tough times of COVID-19. And we've decided so that every single show and the station has come together, join their faith, join their finances to make a difference. Sometimes we're looking for help from somewhere else. Meanwhile, we are the difference we are looking for. Hashtag Breakfast Cares. That is On The Go Breakfast with Complexion and Mpo Mashite. Of course, Iyababa Nights, Chris Tweny, Morning Grind with Vusi Alpha and myself. We've come together to make a difference. This morning we're speaking to Anonymous, a young lady who truly has been confronted by the same story that is on everyone's lips, every black child's story, where you're not excited about going back to school because you're either hungry, or you don't have the uniform, or you don't have shoes, or you're just constantly in a point of lack. And this morning, before you and I pray, before you and I invite God into the situation, I believe that there's something you can do. Whether you're donating a face mask, whether you are donating uniform, whether it is money, a food parcel, I believe you can do something. And so far, I've received so many donations that are to help Anonymous and many others like herself. I received a message from ME Deco and Floristry in Loitrichet. They donated 500 rand. I thank you so very much for that donation. Veronica Malachi donated 50 rand. Thank you so very much. Albert Mukwena in Musina also donated 50 rand. There are so many anonymouses that have donated between 50 rand to about 500 rand. And I really do appreciate you. If I don't get to read your name this morning, it is not that perhaps I'm overlooking you or ignoring you. It's just that there are so many who would like to remain anonymous because what they are doing is from their hearts. And I do appreciate that. Godfrey and Bulubedu also donating some money there. And indeed, I do appreciate that so, so very much. What is it that you need prayer for this morning is the question. You can get in touch with me on 0826542446. That is the WhatsApp line. And also, if you want to stretch your hand out, hashtag Breakfast Cares, and make a difference. I'm really, really excited to be joining my faith with you. A few voice notes I want to go through real quick. I got one here from Donald Baloy. Okay, voice note.
Good morning, Mpo. This is Donald Baloy from Driefontein.
No.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
What a message. May we allow God in everything that we do in this life. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate that that message so very, very much. You have no idea what it does to my heart every single time we are able to connect for a greater cause, to know that God is with us and to know that God is the center of everything. Indeed, I received a few more voice notes. A few of them I'm going to go through with you perhaps earlier on in the week. But I'm also going to get in touch with some of the Capricorn FM listeners. I'm going to get in touch with you personally that we might be able to pray. But here's one that also really touched me this morning.
Good morning, man of God.
Macharon.
I would like to remain anonymous. I'm from Limpopo. This morning I would like to ask you to pray for me because I heard when you were saying there are people who were ignoring God's call, of which I'm one of them, and it's been so long.
Yeah.
And everything that you said, it was like it was everything that was happening around me. It's happening around me.
Yeah.
Like I've been tossed around. Things are not going well. At work, at home, there's no peace.
There's no peace.
I've been broken so many times. I've lost people that I love. And I came to a point where I said, oh, God hates me. So I don't have peace at all. My soul is just hanging. And the only thing that keeps me hanging on is my kids, because sometimes I'm even suicidal when I think about all the things that are happening around me.
Jesus, Father.
So you touched me by everything what you said. I've been ignoring God's call. I blame myself for that for so long.
Wow.
But now I'm down and out.
Yeah.
I just need your prayers so that maybe you can pick me up.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to be praying for you. But in the meantime, I've got Anonymous on the line who we spoke to earlier on, a young woman who is who's carrying a story that is so hard, but she's touched many of our hearts this morning. Anonymous, how are you? Anonymous, are you with me?
I'm fine.
I'm very well. Anonymous, I am so glad to have had a contact with you this morning, and I thank you so very much for being you, for being who you are, and for allowing God to use you for a great cause, for allowing God to do great and mighty things in your life and through your life. And I want to pray for you this morning. I also want to update you. You basically, earlier on when we spoke, you said you're not excited to go back to school because things are just not okay. There are just certain things that are not right. And of course, as Capricorn FM and with our progressive listeners, our family, our Sunday Restoration family, On The Go Breakfast, Iyababa Nights, and Morning Grind, hashtag Breakfast Cares, we are going to make a difference. Now, we're going to do it a bit formally and properly, okay? Because we understand that there is many who want to also do other things as well. But we found someone who would like to donate shoes for you, and we are going to make sure that you get into contact with them. But also, everyone else who has donated this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And throughout the entire week, when you feel moved by the Spirit of God, hashtag Breakfast Cares, and we make a difference. Anonymous, I want to pray with you. I've had the pleasure of getting in contact with her this morning. Father my God, I thank you, Jesus, that you are a provider. When we lack in our bodies, you fill us up, oh God. When we lack in our spirits, Father, you fill us up. Oh God, I thank you for this great call that you have on us, oh God. Father, I thank you for every hand that has given. Father, for every heart that was touched this morning. I pray for multiplication. I pray that they might be fruitful and multiply, oh God, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I know that when we ask it in your name, it is done. It is done. done, O God, it is done. Father, I pray that you might give us the heart to understand your timing, to understand that you've called us for such a time as this. Father, I pray that we might draw closer to you, O God. And in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, I believe that it is done. I believe that it is done.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.